his friends, this year should be a special schus for Avi Marini Marasi Sheyichil Nishmas Maris and Esther Basir Shmuel Maris Chana Maris Vekana Maris Anta Chana Basir Meir Zev Rabbi Yaakov Shlom Berim Tov Ber Riyal Ben Princhas Halevi Lebracha Batzlach Lele Nishmasam and schus Moshe Ben Peshadina and schus Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Esther Bracha Batzlacha Chomase Yideyem. We're going to be discussing the sugya of Kenyan Medavar Shein Masuyam Al Pitarasu Shamar and Rosh HaYeshiva Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz Zecher Tzadik Livracha Shitas Rashi and Gitna Daf Tesam at Aleph Kamavur Me'a Sugya there is that where the Adon did not specify which karka he is giving over, the person is not kone any karka at all. Because if he left over, if he made a shiur of a karka, we say that any karka that he left over in this kinyan might be that karka that he left over. V'loshna hecha de lo shki kin kane shar nechasim kagon shelo hiskir shem karka shashir kasev lechutz mi base kor karka taha shelo kane shum karka. So if he doesn't mention any karka, he left over one karka, he doesn't say which. So he's not kone, the kone is not kone any karka. The abbot's not kone any karka. They were called chad v'chad, ikle meimar, haino hu deshir. Because every karka, you can say, that's the karka that he was mishayer, that he left over. So that's the sheet of Rashi, that if he doesn't say which karka he leaves over for himself, then the Adon is understood to have left over all the karka. The former Eved can take no karka, because you can say in every karka that that's the karka that the Adon was Mishaya for himself, that he left over for himself. Tosis di Ramascha Olam asks Zeloshin V'kashi Afagav Zelo Hiskir Shem Karka Mikom Kom Kono Kol Karka Dislay. He says no, he is Kono the karka. But Yada Eved, the Eved has the lower hand, and the Adon can take for himself a base core from the Idis Shevin Chasim. He can take from the best. Kedisnan beperik base core chatzis sada ni mocher lecha yaniach lo chatzis sadehu umefarish hasam delokech not al kachush the Yad balashtar ala tachtona. So he brings a raya from the Gemara that if someone sells, from the Mishnah, that if someone sells chatzi sadeh, so he has to leave. He doesn't say which chatzi, but the buyer gets the lesser, he gets the weaker land, because yad balashtar ala techtona. So he has the lower hand, but the sale is still a sale. He still gets it, even though he's not Messiah. Which karka, he doesn't say which karka that he's giving him, there still is a mechira here. The Rashi holds not like that. Rashi holds if he doesn't say which karka, he just says I'm leaving over one karka for myself, then every karka, you could say that's the karka he's leaving over for himself. Ramban in his halachas, perek zayin benedarim, and vav amid aleph adds to prove that if someone gives someone, if Reuven is maknit to Shimon some of his karka and he doesn't say which, there's a kinyan for menachas kufches amid beis. If somebody says to his friend, "Bais bebeiti ani mocher lecha, one of my homes I'm selling to you," v'nafal, and one of his homes fell, marei nafal, he shows him the one that fell, so he can give him that one. And eved ba'avdi ani mocher lecha, if he gives him one of his avadim, he doesn't say which, and meis, and one of his avadim died, marei umeis, shows him the dead one. The yad balashtar ala tachtona. So there is a kinyan, he does get something, but the yad balashtar is ala tachtona. And he takes the worst, the kone gets the worst. So, but again, you see that even if it's a darvish eno mesuyam, even if it's not specific, there still is a kinyan. And also, shchiv meira says, tum chelik l'poni b'nechasai, ein pachas meravi, it says in Bava Bas, v'samach gimel amet aleph. That if he says, give chelik to ploni in my nechasim, no less than a fourth, and similar Gemara in Ksubas Kuftes Amid Beis, that a person can be makne a davar she'ena misuyam lachavero, and the kinyan is chal ayen sham b'divrei haramban. So again, we have Rashi that a kinyan b'davar she'ena misuyam is not chal. If he doesn't say which karka, then no karka. And Tosis and the Ramban bring rayas that no, even if he doesn't say which karka, there is still a karka that is being sold. Pnei Yoshua is miyashiv shitas Rashi. That Rashi holds that it's a din miyuchad b'shtar. The Pnei Yoshua explains why dafka shtar. There is no kinyan b'davrishenu mesuyam, and with that he's miyashiv the kashis of the Rishonim, because in all of these cases they're talking about where there's no shtar. So if it's a din shtar, so only when there's a shtar, Rashi says his din, that davrishenu mesuyam is not a kinyan. But if it's not a shtar, then there is a kinyan, and that's the cases that the Rishonim bring. So it's not; those are not kashas on Rashi. The Kovetz Shiurim, Rav Elchanan, Chelek Bey, Simen Lamed Dalet, also explains that it's a din miyuchad b'shtar, because if it's a darvish eino mesuyim, it's eino muchach misocho. And even according to Rav Elazar, holds a de mesira karsi, but we require that it should be muchach at least to the ede mesira. So the shtar, if when writing a shtar, the shtar has to be a good shtar. Memela, if it's in Davrishenu Mesuyam, so it's not a good shtar, it's not muchach mitocho. It's not muchach, it's not clear from the shtar what karka he's being makne, what land he's giving over, what land he's selling. And there he's done the fizeh b'kiddushin, that you can't be makadesh one of two people alidei shtar, because it's not muchach mitocho, it has to be muchach mitocho shtar. But there he also writes Ayin Sham, again this is Chelek Beis Simen Lamed Dalid, that Shim Davar She'en Mesuya Meino Safik Agolu Klapi Shmaya Ela Hu Chalois Vadois Deino Mesuyam Havale Shapir Muchach Mitochol Da Chalosu Mochiach Hashtar Shapir, that if a Davar She'en Mesuyam is not merely a Suffolk galui, a suffolk that only God knows the truth about, but rather it's a chalos vadois, it's an absolute chalos that's not mesuyam, like Rav Shimon Shkop writes, so then it would be muchach misocho, because it's a chalos vadois, there is a chalos, we just don't know which, so that's considered muchach mitocho enough, the fact that there's a definite chalos here, and if that's the case, then the shtar would be valid. Ayin Sham B'Divrei Rav Elchanan, that if it's a chalos vadois, if you learn that way, then it is muchach mitocho, because you know that there's a chalos here. You just don't know who it's going to, but you know that there's a chalos. And so is Mavur in the Avnei Milum and Simen Lamed Beis Sivkat Beis, who writes Shafilu Yishmo V'Shma Ma'akev B'Shtar Kiddushin, like Beget, that we require muchach misocho, even if you need his name and her name in a shtar kedushin, like in a get, that you need muchach mitocho, that it has to be clear from the shtar who it's talking about. That's dafka b'miyachid b'feirish v'amar b'tchaploni mekudeshesli. There you need mochiach mitocho b'shtar. So if it's b'tchaplonis mekudeshesli, so you have to know which daughter. But that's if he says b'tchaploni mekudeshesli. Then he's miyached, that it has to be specific, a specific daughter. So then the shtar has to be mochich, that it's talking about that daughter. But if the ikar kedushin is bitcha stam, then he doesn't say which daughter, that it could be for any daughter. Like in kedushin then aleph amr aleph, if it wouldn't require kedushin amasur in the bia, he can marry one of his daughters without knowing which daughter. So the same thing, when he writes in a shtar, bitcha mekudeshesli, it's kedushin, and they all require a get, because it doesn't need to be muchach mitocho. It only needs to be muchach mitocho if he says bitcha ploni mekudeshesli. But here it doesn't have to be muchach mitocho. If he just says bitcha mekudeshesli, then it's muchach that he's marrying one of them. Like b'kedusha kesef, if he says bitcha mekudeshes, so then he's married to one of them, we just don't know which. So mefuresh is daito shel avnei milum, that kedusha achas mishtayim is effective even if it's a shtar. And if he writes, says, one of your daughters is married to me, he doesn't have to write which the name, because they're all considered, they're all his daughters. Because this is considered muchach mitocho. Because it's a chalois she'eno misuyam al kulan. There's a chalos on all of them, you just don't know which. But it's going to fall on one of them, but you don't know which, so they're all going to be aser. So those are the two tzadim. Again, one side is that if you have a shtar, then you can't make a chalos al dabar she'eno misuyam, because it's not muchach mitocho. But another tzad is that Rabbi Chanan suggests, and the Avnei Miluim suggests, that you can make an ishtar eino muchach mitocho. Because if he just says, one of your daughters, then and he doesn't write her name in the shtar, so that's muchach anach, it means one of the daughters, we don't know which. But all of them become us, or all of them require a get. However, it would seem not like that. From the Mishnah Yevamos Chof Gimel Amid Beis, it says somebody who's Mekadesh one of two sisters, and he doesn't know which one he's Mekadesh, he gives a get to both of them. And we say in the Gemara, Laman Damar Kedushin Shenem Asur and Labir Kedushin, the Mishnah is talking about, even if we don't know B'Shas Kedushin, since Kedushin Shenem Asur and Labir is considered good Kedushin, so here we could be talking about a case, he's a Mekadesh one of two sisters, and he doesn't know which one. He has to give them both a get because they're both married misafik. Now, if we say that it's talking about a shtar here, but if you say that with one of two sisters he can be mekadesh b'shtar, that says one of the two of you is married to me, so why isn't it enough to write a get, one get, that the one of two of you is divorced from me? So if we're talking here about a shtar, then why isn't one get enough? Why does he need two different gets for each girl? The answer is, like Rashi seems to hold, that you can have a chalos, but davar she'eino misuyam al yedei shtar. And therefore, if there's one of two sisters, he can't marry them with a shtar. If he tries to marry one of them with a shtar, then it wouldn't work. It wouldn't work because you can't have a chalos she'eino misuyam with a shtar, like Shitas Rashi. Indeed, the Pnei Yeshua writes in Medivrei Rambam, we see that he holds Kishitas Rashi, and not only Bishtar, you can't have you can't have a Kenyan Dor Vashena Masuyam, but Bechol HaKenyanim, you can't be Makin a Dor Vashena Masuyam, V'chenu Lehedya Baran. In our sugya b'das harif, he writes the kevin the shir v'lo pirush ma'al mishar yachad litchos makabel matana v'lo emra kol echad min rechasim zeo shishiyarti dizil hocha matchle v'zil hocha matchle v'lo kona bin rechasim klum, that since he's mishar and he doesn't say what he leaves over, he can be dochad the makabel matana and he can say on each of the rechasim, that's what I left over, zeo shishiyarti b'zil hocha matchle, this he goes here, he says I'll take that, he goes no, I left that for myself, goes to the other one, he said, I left the other one for myself. And he's not kona anything. That's like Shitas Rashi. Now, it doesn't say here anything about a shtar, so it's not a giron and a shtar. The etzem akna doesn't help, because he could be dochem from every field. So, as we stand, we have like this. We have Shitas Rashi, holds you can't make a kenyan medavar she'eino misuyam. We have the Pnei Yehoshua and the Kovetz Shiurim, who say in Rashi that it's talking dafka about shtar. And therefore, those Rishonim brought other cases that you can make a kinyan medavar she'eino misuyam is not a kasha and Rashi, because Rashi is talking only about shtar. That you can't make a kinyan medavar she'eino misuyam because that's to be muchach mitocho. Then we saw in the Avnei Miluim that even in a shtar, you don't necessarily need muchach mitocho. That if you can say if he wants to marry one of the guy's daughters, he can say, if not for the problem of bitul mekudeshes, if not for the problem of kedusha she'eino misuyam and the biyar and kedushin, he could write a shtar, bitcha mekudeshesli, one of your daughters is married to me, and they all require a get. Because it's enough that it's muchach that he's marrying one of the daughters, he doesn't have to say which. So even with a shtar, you can have a kinyan medavar she'eino misuyam. However, it seems not like that from the Mishnah and Yevamos, because in the Mishnah Yevamos we have that if somebody's mekadesh one of two sisters, he doesn't know which one, he gives a get to each one of them. because Kedushin Shena Masur in the Bia is considered Kedushin according to this opinion, and therefore you don't have to know who you're marrying. But if we say that he can be Mekadesh B'Shtar, then why does he need two different gets? Let him write one get. He gave one Shtar to divorce both to marry both of them. So let him divorce him with one Shtar. So it must be that it's not talking about Shtar. It must be we're not talking about Shtar because you can't make a Kenyan Shena Masuyam B'Shtar B'. You can't make a chalos, but darvashena mesuyim alidei shtar. You can't do something not specific with a shtar, and therefore you can't marry two sisters with one shtar. Because if you could, then you'd also need only one shtar to divorce them. It says you need two git and two shtaras. So it must be you're not marrying them with a shtar. And in order to make a kinyan, you can't use a shtar. So therefore we're not talking here about shtar. He was Mekadesh B'Kesef, and they each need a separate get. But because if it's a Darvishana Masuyam, you can't do a kinyan with a shtar, and therefore can't be talking about a shtar. Again, if we're talking about a shtar, then one shtar would be enough for the divorce. It's obviously not, because you can't have a kinyan shena mesuyim if you use a shtar. And that's again like Rashi, like the Achronim understand Rashi, that with a shtar you can't make a kinyan darvish shena mesuyim, and it's demut mechuch mitocho. Or the Pnei Yeshua already writes in the Rambam, we see that he holds like Rashi, and not only by shtar, but chola kinyanim, you can't be makin a darvish shena mesuyim. So is Lahedji in the Ran, the sugya in Bedas Harif, that in our sugya, if he leaves over a little bit of land, there's no kinyan at all, because you can say about each land that it's mine. That this is what I left over for myself. This is what I left over for myself. And not only with shtar, it doesn't say anything about a shtar. But etzem hakana is no good, because you can't make a kinyan shena mesuyam. Any type of kinyan shena mesuyam. It's not chal. Even if it's not a shtar, we're not talking here about a shtar. But any kinyan shena mesuyam is no good. And that would seem to be Rashi also. Rashi bepashtus also. It doesn't say specifically shtar. If it's a kinyan shena mesuyam, there's no kinyan. Ancient this Rashi, the Rambam writes, Perakimu Michos Chio Matana, Aloha Hey, we mentioned this Rambam moments ago. Kashem Shamocha Tarcha Simon Memkar, Kach Shabiarnu, Kumoshabiarnu, Kacha Noisen, Kate, Lakosi, Lahavera, Karka Minichse, Karka Minochasa, Nisuna, Laha, Oshkosi, Lokol Nahasa, Knin, Lahut Mixasan, Hovelo, Siam, Adovishanasan, Love, any Odea, Blokona Klum, Veni Ocholomer, Tain Pachos Shabir Hasecha, Chitsim, Lamakum, Shanasan, Loy, Vilam Omerlo. Chelak kach v'kach b'sada plon is hov v'siyam asada af b'shal asiyam chelak nota lo so chelak men apachos sheba ois asada. Somebody writes to his friend, karka from my nechassim is given over to you, or he says all of my nechassim are given over to you except for a little bit. Since he wasn't misayim, he didn't specify what he's giving him, there's no kinyan at all. So you see, when he wants to write over part of his nechassim, he doesn't say which, there's no kinyan at all. And he can't say, give me the pachos sheba nechasecha, give me the least of your nechasim. No good, because it's a davar shena mesuyam. Aval yomar lo chela kach v'kach b'sada plonis. But if he says about a specific field, not just I'm going to give you a little bit of my nechasim, but if he says which field, I'm going to give you part of a certain field, even though he doesn't say which part, there he can take a chelek mena pachos, the least of that field. So the rabbit is masig from the case that we saw earlier, Bais Bibati Ani Mochelech, I'm selling you one of my homes, and then it fell, he shows him the one that fell, one of my oxen I'm selling you, one of my avodim. So it works. So ask the Ravid, why does it work? Kevin Shalosiyam, he didn't say which. So why is there a Kenyan? If it fell, he shows him the one that fell, but he has to give him something. According to the Rambam, if he's not Messiahim, if he doesn't say which house, if he doesn't say which shore, if he doesn't say which Ebbet, it's no good at all. But the Rabbit says something where you see not like that. You see that if he says one of my houses, one of my servants, he has to give one of them over, even if it's not Messiah. So you see the Rabbit says that Kenyan B'davar Shena Masuyin Ischal. So the Magad Mishnah brings, what's the chilik in the Rambam between one of my karkas, of my nechassim, that there's no Kenyan, and where he says a specific field, and you're going to become a part of that field, there is a kinyan, Maishna Zemizeh. Just like when he's not Messiah him at all, he doesn't show him at all, they could be doichim and say, b'chol karka, lo zeo shenasati l'cha. So too, when you're dealing with one field, he can say to him, listen dude, you want to take this part of the field, that's not what I meant. You want to take that part of the field, that's not what I meant. So elevadai shmas mina, the lo bin and siyum klal, so it must be, you don't need siyum at all, you don't need to specify at all what you're giving. Maga Mishnah doesn't understand the chilek in the Rambam between when he says in general I'll give you a little bit of my nechasim, where he says the specific field. In the former case he's no kinyan because he's not Messiah. In the latter case there is, because he's Messiah the field. He doesn't say which part of the field, what's the difference. He wasn't Messiah, it must be there's no difference, and you don't need to see him at all, you don't need to specify at all. So we can explain the bir hachilek. What's the chilek? That if he's Messiah the field and he doesn't tell him which chilek, that there's a kinyan, it's because he becomes a shutef in the field. And that's not called haknas darbashena mesuyim. Just like two people can buy a chayfetz and be a shutef in it. Because that's the kinyan. He's a shutef in the field and he has schuyos ha-shutfus. L'fichel kol kuchol ha-shutfim. So since he has a chelek, like one of the shutfim, he can come and say, okay, give me this part. But so that's when he's a shutef in the field. But if he's not messiahing the field, he's just makin' a karkam and a chasav, or he's makin' all the nechasim and he leaves a little bit over, he can be dochim. So there he's not kohen at all. So when he's giving him a field, he says, I'll give you part of this field, a specific field, so then he's a shutef in the field. Then he can't be doichim. But if he doesn't say that, if he says that I'm just giving you a little bit of my nechasim, give you all my nechasim except for a little bit, whatever it is, but he doesn't say which, so then we don't know what he's talking about. Everything the receiver wants, the giver can be doichim, so that's not what I meant. V'ayin sham b'magad mishnah shekosef b'yishuv kushis b'shitas harambam. You want to be miyashiv the kashis in the Rambam from the dim we see earlier, that somebody says I'm selling you half a field, he has to actually give him half a field even if he doesn't say which half. And if he says one of my homes I'm selling you, that he has to give him one of them. So we could be mechalik between a matana and a mecher, like the Rambam himself writes, perek chof alef memechir alocha yates bayis pebati v'shor b'shvarani moicher lecha. So he says, dafka mechira, if it's a mechira, then it works. But if it's a matana, then it doesn't work. If it's a mechira b'darvashen ha-masuyim, it is, and not a matana. And the reason is that b'matana, ha-motzi mechavral of araya. And since ha-motzi mechavral of araya can be docha, but b'chol karka, you can say, that's not that what I meant. But a mecher, it's true, the yad ba'al ha-shtar la-tachtona, but it's not called motzi mechavero. Since he's giving money, and therefore he deserves his something in return. And even though the Mechaber writes, Kishem Sham Mocher Tzorech L'Sayim HaMemkar, Kach HaNoisein, Lo Lashvosim L'Gamrei Amarkein, they're not completely equal, because the Mocher has to be Messiahim, and if he's Messiahim, and even if he's not Messiahim, the Mecher is still Chal. But the Nosein, if the Nosein gives him a Tana, and he doesn't say which, then it's not Chal. So both of them should be Messiahim, so we know what you're talking about, so we don't get into confusion. But they're not exactly equal, because the Mocher, if he's not Messiah, there is a Kenyan. The Nosein, if he's not Messiah, there isn't a Kenyan. And with this Chilik, we can also be Miyashiv Divrei Rashi, Shem Kshit Sarama, Mikush Satos Ramban. That in all these, we asked on Rashi, in all these places that you see there's a Kenyan, but Shana Mesuyam, there we're talking about a Mecher. But in our Siga, what are we talking about? We're talking about a Matana. So our Siga, we're talking about a Matana, so Shana Mesuyam, there's no Kenyan. But all the Sigas that the Rishonim bring against Rashi, those are talking about Mechers, where there is a Kenyan. We're still stuck. That the Magen Mishnah writes, B'dir Bir Divrei Rambam, that he's mechalik between Mecher and Kinyan. Then why does the Rambam say that Mecher and Kinyan are equal? In what way are they equal? He said they're not equal. But the Rambam does equate them. Leizin and Hishvam Rambam. For what did the Rambam equate Mecher and Matana? And it also implies in this din specifically, k'shem sham moicher tzarech l'saim emem karkacha noisein. So it seems like they have the same exact din. And if by a moicher, if you're not messiah, the kinyan is a good kinyan, so the kinyan's chal, so to buy noisein, we should say the same thing. Ram also says, k'moshe b'yarnu. Where was he mevar this? That a moicher tzarech l'saim emem kar. Where does the Rambam say this din? Rambam says Kamosha Biarnu. Where's the Kamosha Biarnu? That's what the Rambam writes in Hilchas Zechiyah that we read earlier. That Kshem Sham Moicher Tzarech L'Saima Memkar Kamosha Biarnu Kacha Noisa. But all we have about the Moicher is what the Rambam writes in Hilchas Mechir, which is Fakert, Perakof Aleph Halacha Yates. That the mecher is chal even without the being messiah, even without specifying. So the Rambam isn't mevayer anywhere that the mecher has to be messiah, and then all we see in the Rambam is that he doesn't have to. And again, what's this tushal the Rambam makes between the mocher and nosein lefi the kesef mishnah? Shem sham mocher tzarech l'saim memkar, Moshe biyarnu kacha nosein. It's a mashmah that they're both equal. So how can the Magid Mishnah make such a chiluk? And also the Yatzim Chilagom needs or requires understanding. Shevadai will call Suffik Shal Mekach. Anytime you have a Suffik in a Mekach, we say Amotzim Echabral of Ra. So we gave money, but still Amotzim Echabral of Ra, Gufa Chayfetz. So yeah, he has to pay, but then Amotzim Echabral of Ra, he has to bring a Raya, what he's paying for. So Mechi Tesi, that just because he paid, he gets to have a certain plot of land. He has to bring a Raya, that's the plot of land that was meant. So we would like to understand better Shittas HaRambam, Shittas Rashi, and Amrit Hashem. In the next sugya, we will break some ground and we will see light and neflaos b'taras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.